you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's May 11th, 2016. Joining me in the studio is my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo. Four things to bring up before we jump into some biblical truth.
You're like a pastor, four things?
Yeah, 4 points. Hey, the birds are
Does
back.
Does it spell out like a name
like
or something?
Acronym,
yeah,
like
an acronym?
Like B-I-N... Bins.
Today, we're going to talk to you about bins.
And through these, you will grow to have a greater understanding of the Bible and the role that the Lord would have in
your
life.
Are your bins full or empty? What is the quality of your bins? I ask you that today, friend, as we talk about bins.
Bins. And bins, the bee. Birds are back. The birds are back. I don't know. You know, I know you're not a birdie, but I am very intrigued
what is a
by
birdie?
Guys.
That's like a golfing term.
Like a bird watcher, like a guy that watches birds. They are back. Hummingbirds.
I would call that too much time on his hands.
Yeah. Probably about 45 minutes yesterday, laid on the couch. I was reading the book, How Do We Survive Without Cell Phones? So I was doing emails, but every few minutes I'd look up. And almost all the birds are back, other than I haven't seen an oriole. Anyone seen an oriole yet? But the red-headed, red-bellied woodpeckers are back. The various finches and wrens, my favorite, the rose-breasted grosbeak. And that's an interesting bird. It's, you know, black, white, and red.
Are we really having this conversation?
Half the audience is already tuned to another station, so all right. But get your nectar out. The hummingbirds are coming
through. I was laying on the couch the other day, and I looked up, and I saw the double-stuffed oriole.
Yeah, with the mint flavoring.
With
now.
The mint flavoring in it.
Yeah, as you look out your window now, you see people bouncing on your trampoline. I thought it was a great post when you had the Tasha post. I don't know if anyone stopped by your Facebook page. Well, I don't know, last week or recently, Jason had this great little video about, I don't know, 12 or 16 seconds of Tasha jumping around, kind of exercising, but the caption was great. This is what happens when the kids are sleeping or something.
Well, they were sleeping, and she's like, I'm going to jump. And I just sat there, and I just thought, this is just crazy.
So it's Tasha kind of spinning around, and then some of the unusual posts you had on that. One person that was like, oh, be very careful, and I was just come on. It's like, so I was just like, what a killjoy.
I didn't know trampolines were dangerous. I mean, I've had a lot of people actually tell me, you know, well, be careful of this, be careful of this, be careful of this.
Yeah, your skeletal this.
Yeah, and
happen.
I'm like, wow, I didn't know there was all these dangers. I'm much more sheltered life than I thought.
Yeah, don't drink out of a hose, you know, all the things.
Oh my God, all the things I did as a kid.
Yeah, how did we survive?
I mean, this trampoline at least has the nets on the side. When I was a kid, the trampolines we had didn't have any net on the side.
Yeah.
And so half the time, kids were flipping off of it into things. And...
Yeah. So, okay, birds are back. That covers the B. the bins, interest in Israel. Do you not realize 286 days till we leave? I sent Eitan a request for more information on some things and some of the sites. And I said, Eitan, do you realize in 200, now this was yesterday, and I figured it takes a day to get there. So I think to him I put 287 days. And there's a thing, you know, on Google, before I would count it, I would literally look at the calendar and it would take me maybe 10 minutes. You would have to count all the weeks. Mm. You can go to Google and just put in how many days till February 22nd of 2017, and in 3 seconds, it told me. And then it gives me the hours, minutes, and seconds. So I thought, wow, this is a great tool.
Pretty soon you're just going to put the bib on and you just get fed.
Yeah. Google, feed me.
I mean, really.
So basically, I emailed Eitan Ratov. He's our Israeli guide. I've had him on, I don't know, probably 24 of the 27 or so trips. But anyways, I told him it was like 287 days, 13 hours, 14 minutes, and like 37 seconds till you get asked who owns the land from Larry. So
Did he respond?
No, not yet. So we'll see. He's out busy touring with a group. So anyways, if you stop by greatnewsradio.org, you can see our 2017 trip brochure. It's February 22nd through March 3rd. I think already we have like 17 pretty firmly committed to going, and I'm just excited that there's this early response from wonderful people. And so we will be taking this 10-day tour to Israel. All the expenses are paid through the group that's going, and so we're excited to see who God will raise up for this life-changing 10-day pilgrimage. Not a tour, not just a vacation. Mm-hmm. It will be a time of great learning and introspective and allowing the Holy Spirit to bring conviction and hope and change and insights into God's Word in His land. So you're pretty excited, too, about this trip, I think.
I am. I'm ready.
You're ready. And in fact, we're working on about a month from now. Is it the 20th? I have to look at my calendar. Pop in the calendar. June 24th, we're going to have kind of a Israel night, a trip orientation. Or I've been saying to people, we'll talk or discuss a little about the trip, but also there will be a special teaching. Do you know about that yet?
No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, we're going to have you do some kind of special teaching.
What will the special be that night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it like an immersion night, you know, where we're going to just immerse people into, give them a short dunk into part of the land and some of the story and just give them an idea, a taste. You know, the theme of this trip is to see and to savor the Holy Land. And so if you've stopped by the Facebook page, what you're going to notice is it's not giving you a lot, just little bites. And so the idea is that every time we get together, we'll take some little bites. So we don't tell you the whole story. We don't show it all to you, because what we want to not do is not to inform you in such a way that God doesn't kind of, I don't want to fill in the gaps. I want God to do all the work here. And so, yeah, see and savor. So that night will just be a little taste.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep doing that to get people to see where their interest is, but also to inform them and also to get them excited, because we should be excited about going to the Holy Land. And especially, you know, gosh, you could get me rolling here, but I really don't want to go too far. If we look, this is a great time for us to go and to support Israel, because I really think that, you know, there's a real unique things happening in the Middle East right now. There's a unique thing happening between governments and Israel. And so it's great for us to go and to be a support, to be wind in their sails in this time. And so, and also for us ultimately and always to walk the Bible, to walk where the Bible kind of, how do you even want to say it, where the wind blew and the dirt piled up and the things were formed, and these stories that we read about how God worked in the lives of common people just like us and made their lives absolutely uncommon, the places where it happened.
And the stones that were walked on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that touched you, up in Dan?
Oh, yeah, up in Dan. The first time I went, I mean, those stones and being able to just put my feet there and not knowing that specifically those were the stones where, say, Abraham put his feet, but knowing somewhere around there and the impact of his life, even however little it was in the city of Dan, did happen there. And so
that reminds me of where Jesus talks about the stones will cry out. In a sense, they were crying out to you or testifying to you of the biblical narrative.
Well, there's
of these
different places too. I mean, where you just touch things, or you see things, or you hear things, or, you know, and those things just touch you. I think that those senses, our sense of smell and our sense of touch and our sense of taste are so powerful. And sometimes our sense of sight, it is powerful, but it can be deceptive. Mm-hmm. Things can look beautiful that are not beautiful. They can look a certain way, but they're not really that way. And so the idea of seeing and savoring, and it comes from that verse that says, taste and see that the Lord is good, because there's something powerful about tasting something and what it elicits from you. So, yeah, so these meetings will be little tastes and little nuggets. And what's the N?
Oh, no. Yeah, well, wait. So you can find out more at greatnewsradio.org. In fact, there's 4 or 5 different links there. And the link that you mentioned about the Facebook page, you've created a special Israel Taste and See That the Lord is Good Facebook page. And so if you stop by our website,
Mark Zuckerberg created it, and I just redeemed it.
Oh, because I really
no,
like
no,
that.
No, that's the guy who created Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, because that photo you have on the page was stunning, and then you've done some different updates, and then there's information and other links about the trip application or just to find out more about Israel, you can click on the link that just says, I'm interested in knowing more. So greatnewsradio.org, right there on our homepage. And then we have an Israel trips link, and that way you can access other links also and updates about the trip. The N is because next Monday and Tuesday, I'm going to air, and people are going to get a sampling of what you're like when you preach. This past Sunday, you were preaching on being equipped to go, being equipped through the Holy Spirit. And I was just impressed and touched. And I know a few weeks earlier, Pastor Herb Coates gave a message and it had an evangelistic outreach to it. And I thought that would be a great message because of our goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so I did that a few weeks ago on Monday and Tuesday. But after Sunday, I thought, oh, I got to put that over the air on Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But I had Ruth Bell Graham with her message on prayer with her daughter. And so I think this coming next Monday, Tuesday, we're going to hear you preaching in your community evangelical free church. And it'll be on the Holy Spirit and being equipped to go. And then S.
What's the S?
I had no intention to have one of these acronyms. But S is because Saturday, the singing men are going to be singing and testifying at the Taylorville Correctional Facility.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm asking our listeners to be praying up our event there and how God would use it to encourage these inmates to draw closer to Him. So that'll be happening at 5 p.m. at the Taylorville Correctional Facility in Taylorville, Illinois. So please be praying that up, and we'll see how God will demonstrate His grace and His glory and His goodness to these men through the singing men of GNN. So, yeah, that was, I guess, bins. That ends my topic on bins today. My bin overfloweth. That's good Proverbs. Vats overflow. Yeah, the vats. Bins, vats, same kind of thing, right?
Well, not if you're changing God's word.
Yeah.
Maybe you might want to be a little careful there.
Oh, so good week. Good week ahead of us.
Yeah.
Good week in the midst of all the turmoil. You know what has happened in Muhammad? I don't know if they've even captured that individual that shot the policeman. But when that was happening at 11 at night, somebody was saying, didn't you hear all that, Mark? Because that was right near that stone quarry that's just a few miles from us. They said there were helicopters out, like 70 different squad cars. And I said, we didn't know anything at all.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day.
We heard it. I was on my deck, and it was just like, the whole world had blown up. I mean, it was all of a sudden just nonstop, and we could hear it. But, you know, they had the original shooting or whatever it was, however that altercation happened right over by the gas station at 150 and 47. And so right over in that area. So that's really not too far from us, and the noise carries pretty well. We heard the helicopters and everything. I thought it was like an action movie or something.
Wow.
But even in the morning when I went over to make sure, because we did have a number of people who were unfortunately fearful, I think, if they should go out to church or not go to church, and our location being near that area, what that was going to look like. You know, and just secretly, I was praying the guy came to church. Like, first of all, I know that we have some folks who would detain him.
Yeah, you have some big guys.
We have some big guys who would detain him. But I also just thought that, you know, gosh, Lord, like just that he would surrender and submit, and he would just come, and he would just, you know, realize that, gosh, what a wicked person am I. But we had driven down there to talk to the police, and man, they had like the SWAT tank thing out, and they had the EOD big, this truck. I mean, I just wanted to get in it and drive over cars with it because it was huge. And I mean, they had SWAT guys there, and they had, National Guard guys. I mean, they had all the different police departments, even had like Parkland police officers and University of Illinois Police Department. And so it was just really kind of fascinating how the whole entire community came together. And our neighbor is a sheriff's deputy, and he was there too. In fact, a number of the interviews that I've seen that were given and kind of some stock footage from the things that were happening, he's in those. And so, you know, we just thank God for him. And, you know, just right now, I mean, even we would say that we would want to give a shout out to all the officers and all of those folks. I mean, I know that right now there is maybe kind of this other voice that's saying, you know, well, police are bad and police are this and police are that, and law enforcement overstretches its authority and all those things. But you know what? I don't care about any of that. I just want to to say that, gosh, I just thank you for your sacrificial work, that you would put your lives on the line so that I can go to sleep at night and sleep well and sleep soundly. And for many of those people who serve in that capacity, they have given their lives mm-hmm. for that. And there are families who are bearing the scars and the marks of that. So, I mean, my brother's in blue, and some of you guys wear gray, and some of you guys wear like a khaki kind of a color. I just thank you because mm-hmm. you guys are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's close and nearby, and people are talking.
It was kind of crazy in Muhammad. I mean, you know, I'm just kind of thinking, I don't think we get to be the sleepy little town anymore for too much longer. I mean, it just seems like just kind of crazy stuff is happening. What's fascinating is that neighborhood that's back there behind where our church is at, where some of this happened. I mean, I guess he drove his truck back there and he fled into, there's a forest preserve area back there. But weekly, we walk back there and pray.
Yeah.
And we walk in prayer, walk through there, and we pray for the houses and for the ground and all that kind of stuff. And we all just kind of laughed. I mean, I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but we just kind of laughed that there was like this point of kind of good and evil in this area that we have been really praying up for like the last month. And every Thursday we just go out and we just walk those neighborhoods and pray. So kind of fascinating.
Well, Sunday on the way to church, not knowing any of this other than Rennie, who's been working on our website and helping me with these woo-foo forms.
You look like him. Did they pull you over?
Yeah. But he had texted me and he said, are you aware of all this? And I'm like, no. And so Sunday when I came to church, I took those back roads over through Pine Tree and back near the gravel pit, right next to the gravel pit and everything, and didn't think anything till I got to the end and it said road blocked.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, you know, I'm on the side of it. What's going on? And then I learned that's where the guy crashed his car over in the sand quarry yeah. near the, I guess, their gates. And he probably, because it was late at night, they have a chain link that, you know, you could easily miss. And I bet that's where he smashed in. And then apparently he stole a SUV that was parked there, one of the owners or somebody. And then they're speculating that he went south. You know, he's in southern Illinois somewhere. But it was like, shoot, I just drove through there. And, you know, anyways, so.
He's a slippery guy is all that I can say. It seems awfully slippery to be able to do this. But what's interesting is I think that the last I heard, which was last night, is that they had gone kind of radio silent on this. They're not going to talk about any of the updates or anything on the radio. They've asked everybody in the public to kind of sit tight. Now, I know from my days in the military, when I was in the infantry, that when we go radio silent, it means that we know what we're going to do. And we just don't want to. We want to make sure nobody else knows what we're going to do.
Oh.
And so I'm just wondering if they might have a better bead on him than maybe some people think. You know, listen, in this day and age, at some point you're going to get caught. I mean, there's cameras everywhere, you know, and people with cell phones and blah blah blah. I mean, there's just I don't know how you can get away with anything. Why would you even want to?
Yeah. Turn yourself in if you're tuned in.
If you're listening right now, turn yourself in.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
I was just listening to the radio and bins. I heard bins, and then I just broke open, and then I just surrendered myself to the law and Jesus Christ.
Now, where's that community evangelical free church? I'm going to do it there.
Yeah, come on over, pistol packing pastor.
So, yeah, that was right, actually, right between the Muhammad, the Dairy Queen, and the gas station, and I guess he lives within a block or two there, or his half-brother lives there. I read the whole stories, and I guess he actually is from Fuslin area, and I thought, that's where the radio tower is. He's right out in there and is separated or divorced recently from his wife and was with this half-brother.
I can't imagine why. He seems like a really nice guy.
Oh,
really positive and outgoing, long-suffering. I don't know. There was something that I saw. Now, we won't engage this politically because I don't really care to. But I don't know if you saw. I did a Facebook post yesterday, and I don't know if you saw this, but I really thought it was interesting how it unfolded. But somebody had, if any of the listeners are aware, Russell Moore is the president of the ERLC, and the ERLC is the Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission for the Southern Baptist Convention. And so he fights for religious liberty. He fights for, chances are if your church is conservative in any way, shape, or form, you guys probably signed his document on marriage because the ERLC put out that document on marriage and put out a huge help book to help churches understand what to do concerning marriage and the sanctity of marriage and that. But somebody tweeted out that Russell Moore was a nasty guy with no heart.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
And so Russell Moore
was a very prominent person.
Russell, yeah, very prominent person. Russell Moore being very prominent also, and a very prominent evangelical, and a very, if you listen to anything, a very solid voice. But Russell Moore had, I think, one of the most brilliant, well-thought-out, God-honoring interactions concerning this. He was on Anderson Cooper, and he was on some other things. So this person said that Russell Moore is a nasty guy with no heart. And Russell Moore responded, and he said this on Anderson Cooper. He said, I am a nasty guy with no heart. Mm-hmm. In fact, as he's saying this, if anybody watches the interview, Anderson Cooper's eyes go, like, he goes blank. He doesn't know what to say because this isn't the answer that he's used to getting. He's used to getting, oh, you know what? That guy, he can just, there was none of that. Russell Moore says this, I am a nasty guy with no heart, Moore said. We sing worse things about ourselves in the hymns on Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's classic. Think
we're
about
a
that.
Wretch.
Say that again. Wait, say that again because I read it. Actually, I had to read it twice. I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he says, we sing worse things about ourselves in our hymns on Sunday morning. We're a wretch in need of God's grace. And then he said, and this is on national TV, on CNN, he says, that's the reason why I need forgiveness from God through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, in a moment that could just turn into this backyard brawl like it seems to happen daily on the news, Russell Moore took this condemnation and with humility and clarity of the gospel delivered exactly what needed to be said. And that is, you know what? Say the worst you want to say about me because actually there is the truth is far worse than that. I am an absolute wretch and thank God for Jesus Christ. It makes me think of Romans 7 where Paul says, I can't do the very thing I want to do. I keep trying, but it's the evil in me that seems to be guiding this thing. You know, what can I do? You know, and Paul just says, I'm a wretch. What can I do? And then he says, thanks be to Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And so I just love that interaction because I just, when I read it, I just prayed like, God, help me to have interactions like that. Help me when I feel condemned or attacked or frustrated that I might actually exhibit this level of clarity and humility and grace.
Yeah.
It really was kind of neat.
Yeah, very mature because he didn't take it personally or he took it personally and said, you know, I am a wretch.
Yeah, I mean, I was blown away by it because I actually had seen the tweet earlier in the day and thought, how's this going to work out? And then somebody said, you know, he's going to be on Anderson Cooper. Like, you know, I wonder what he's going to say. And then I was just blown away by what he said. I was just like, I don't believe he just said that. Like, I don't believe he had such a rational, clear, humble answer. And really, if you can, again, try and find it because the shock is in Anderson Cooper's eyes because he just kind of stares like, yeah. What am I hearing?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, we're going to hear some SRN news up next. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part.
Don't forget about your bins.
And leave today with bins in mind. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.